Good morning and welcome to episode number 36.
Maybe.
I think it's 36. Of the Evil Threat podcast. Yeah. This is, yes, 36, just making sure. It took us a little over 2 years to get to not even 40 episodes.
2 year anniversary. But we did it,
and we're here.
We're here, man.
Yeah, we missed the anniversary, though. That was like
2 weeks 12 ago?
Days ago.
12 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, well, it's still pretty exciting.
Is it 12 days? Bad at math. Seven?
Yeah, it's about that.
Okay, whatever. That's fine.
I think we're doing a pretty good job. We're sticking to it, and that's what really matters.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I get to see your face once every 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4.
And then that's it for another 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, and when you put it that way, it makes us sound so much more inactive than every other podcast in America. And beyond.
I mean, you wouldn't be wrong to assume that.
Well, if you think about it, though, there's podcasts out there that literally do one episode and they never...
That's true. Like I said, we're consistent, at least. We do every 3 to 4 weeks.
Right, like at least you know there's something coming.
You know there's another one coming. We're not quitting. Not yet. Until Steve settles down and... has that little baby girl he's been waiting for.
Oh, God.
Whenever that time may come.
I mean, at first, yeah, we're going to be not doing it for a while, I think. Because I'll be busy.
You say that until you're like, I got to get out of the fucking house.
Yeah.
I'll do anything, goddamn.
I'll do anything. It's scary when you put it that way.
Yeah, just wait till second, man.
Oh.
It's even crazier.
I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
I don't. I mean, you told me before.
You saw the house this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of rough.
Bomb.
It was kind of a rough sight.
You caught me with my pants down.
Yeah. Yeah, you were literally walking out with like garbage.
in my hand.
I was like, this guy. 7 o'clock or 7:40 in the morning, he's taking out garbage. Oof.
Yep. You know, that's brutal. It's been a rough one.
Oh, man. Yeah, what's up, though?
Not much, man. I've been doing the same thing. I think going back to the kids, man, I live a pretty... customary and routine life. I don't really do too much. What did we do? We went out with parents from daycare the other week.
Oh boy. Oh, like without the kids.
Without the kids, yeah.
That must have been fun. Anybody get really hammered?
It was fun. And no, we went to Besitos. It's a Mexican place.
That's around here, I'm guessing.
There's one in West Islip and there's one in Huntington.
Okay, how was it?
They've been around for a while. It was good. It was good. We got some mixed drinks and hung out and didn't talk about the kids one time.
Wait, so you got like tacos, I guess?
Yeah, well, they have. Yeah, you could do like tacos or, I don't know, it's like the very standard, traditional Mexican choices.
Like the place we went to that I didn't remember we went to together?
Yes.
Yeah,
like the one, yeah, I think you were telling me about that time and I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure I was sitting right across from you.
Yeah, that's cool though.
But yeah,
was on Saturday or when was that?
That was last Friday.
Last Friday?
Yeah, that was last. I know.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
And you're highlighting it as something exciting.
That's, dude, like I said,
that's crazy.
Well, I mean, we kind of have to cover 3 to 4 weeks.
Oh, true.
Of what we did. So it's like, I technically haven't.
But it's also the first thing you brought up, which would lead me to think that you haven't done anything since.
Like I was stating earlier, I live a very customary and routine life with 2 kids. And we do our thing. We go out, we play on the playground. We come inside, we make some pancakes. Ooh, I mean,
sounds pretty good.
And it's kind of crazy to think about that. Your kids will dictate who you end up hanging out with when you're older. Parents wise.
Yeah.
No, like there's always going to be people that you, like your old friends that you will go back to and see and stuff like that. But
to that point though, what do you do if, like, let's say for argument's sake, I had a kid right now and him or her and Ashton were growing up at the same time and they didn't like each other. Then what do we do?
I mean, that's hard. I think most kids like and hate each other at the same time.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Like, so you don't really worry about it.
Literally every time I tell my daughter that someone's going to come hang out, she gets super excited. And then the second they get here, or at least within
she's
the hour,
like, oh.
They're like fighting and pulling toys out of each other's hands.
Yikes.
And it's
That's just how it is.
That's just how it is, man.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, it is.
That's reassuring.
To know. Yeah.
That they're going to hate each other.
Yeah, they're going to hate each other no matter what. So bring them over.
That's good.
But yeah, that was the extent of my, I don't know, life in the past 3 weeks.
I hear you, bro.
What about you? I know you've been busy this weekend.
Yeah.
You just did an eye blink like, where the fuck am I?
I was trying to decide, like, there's so many things going on that I can't decide what to talk about.
Wow. That's the life of
It's not a good way.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I can't complain, man. I mean, I've been working a good amount, man. Because I just got a new car and I'm trying to pay it off and stuff. You know, trying to principal payments.
Mm-hmm.
For all the car enthusiasts, I got what, according to my wife, is like, excuse my French, a basic bitch car. Like a lot of hot girl car, she calls it.
A hot girl car?
Yeah, Volkswagen Jetta 2021. She called it a hot girl car.
Is that really? I never thought that was a hot girl car.
I guess. I didn't think I'd be a hot girl before 40.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, that's that's a compliment to you.
I mean, the good news is it works. So that's, yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm good. The hot girl comment got me.
Oh, got you a little flustered? Yeah. Yeah, I went to my first ever basketball game yesterday. They lost, unfortunately. But they have another chance today to right their wrongs.
Good,
you know?
Good, good.
So hopefully they can get it done.
So they're playing twice in a row?
Yeah, that happens a lot because it's an 82-game season.
Dang.
And they got to squeeze in, you know, because they're on an East Coast, like, stretch. Like, they're playing teams from the East Coast, Detroit, and all that stuff.
Okay.
So then sometimes they need to squeeze it in. You know, it happens.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, let's put it this way. If they lose today, it's almost time to hit the panic button if you're a Denver Nuggets fan. It's getting close.
How was the game? I mean, they lost, but how was the experience?
Oh, it was great,
experience?
Man. It was awesome.
Yeah?
I really had a good time.
You went with your brother?
No, my boys from my summer job that I used to work, Timberline Pool.
Back at camp?
Yeah. Something like that. And my brother's going to the game today, though.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It should be cool, man. It's a little later. It's at 3:30.
Oof.
Yeah.
You got work the next day?
Yeah.
It's all right.
I'll make it. Yeah. I'm fine.
No kid life?
Yeah, pretty much. It's a lot easier when you don't have kids.
It's still pretty exhausting, though.
Not that I would know.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't have any. So I can't really speak to that, you know.
Not yet.
Did you finish, or how far have you gotten in The Last of Us?
We finished.
Nice. Okay,
yeah,
me too.
Yeah, we finished a couple days ago.
How do you feel it compared to the game?
I thought it was almost equal.
Yeah, no, I thought it was pretty solid, man.
Did you? For
a season, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'm trying to remember what happened. I don't want to spoil it because it is still pretty recent.
You could just say spoilers.
Yeah, I could, but like, I also couldn't, and we could just try and do it spoiler-free.
Okay, fine.
What do you think?
Sure.
Whatever. No. I don't want to do it.
Well, I'll say this. I am, because there's always going to be, especially when people have played or seen an original or whatever, it's always going to be criticisms. I'm curious to see how they're going to handle the second season, because what you saw in the finale was very close, if not exactly what happened in the game.
Really?
Yeah, which people like that. They love that.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. With a little bit of, a little bit of variation and stuff here and there, like little tiny things, but mostly it was pretty faithful.
I'm actually trying to remember what happened at the end of the episode.
Oh, boy.
And I can't even remember. So,
oh my God.
That shows
serious?
How much it stuck with me. No, it's a good show. It is. I like it. It seems to follow a very standard...
Rigid. Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. Standard formula.
Development, formula.
Dude.
In terms of...
Like I said, the only thing separating it from The Walking Dead is the fact that they're not zombies, they're infected.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And Pedro Pascal is just... He's a great actor. He's amazing.
Sure,
so you got to give him credit, too.
Yeah, and... you know, Joel and Ellie, they're stronger characters in my opinion, you know what I'm saying, having been based in digital media rather than print, like The Walking Dead, they're automatically like stronger, more prominent characters than somebody from Walking Dead, just because they're based on somebody who's from a comic.
I see what you're saying.
Like, yeah. There's more to go off of for the actors in Last of Us than there is for Andrew Lincoln in Walking Dead, for example. You know what I'm saying? Because Rick is the most prominent character, probably.
That would make sense.
Yeah, but fun little fact, by the way.
Let's hear it.
Did you realize, or did you know, you probably didn't know, but the original voice actors for Joel and Ellie made appearances in the show as different characters, though.
Ooh.
Right, in the last episode, they show Ellie's mom.
Yep.
That's the girl that voices Ellie.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. And then in the previous episode, I think, the right-hand man for the guy that we're dealing with, he was Joel.
Okay.
Like, they did the motion capture and stuff. Like, you know, they have all those little white balls on them and shit. And they move around and talk. That was the people.
You said this, and it brought an idea to my mind. Like, one of the reasons why it's hard for me to really grasp this, the plot and everything that's happening is in the story is because some of it just seems kind of unreal to me. Mm. Like when Joel goes in to get Ellie.
Dude. Yeah.
But.
I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
But like, let me step backwards real quick because.
oh God.
I think when you look at it as a game, it makes it easier to imagine these situations happening. Like, they're going off of a game. So if you almost consider this show as like an adaptation of a video game, well, now it all kind of starts to feel a little more real, I guess.
I know what you're saying.
Relatable, because you're like, oh, I'm looking at a video game made into a show.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why people who have played the game appreciate it a lot more than people who haven't.
Right. Which is, again, that's always going to be the case.
Always.
Yeah. I mean, what I will say about that scene, it felt a lot more difficult in the game. I will say that. It was a lot harder than he made it look.
Once again, relatable to you guys.
Right. But they out of their way to show that he's like a sharpshooter before the episode starts. Because if on the previously on Last of Us, they show him when he has the bolt action sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Just picking people off. You know what I'm saying? Like, they show that deliberately before this. So when he does all that shit, it doesn't look as crazy.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's still crazy because, like, he didn't even get shot once.
Once.
Never but I guess, I don't know. Part of that's, like, supposed to be motivation for him. Like, acting, like, doing that well in that situation, I guess, is due to motivation.
Yeah.
To try to save Ellie,
you know? Ultimate comeback king,
pretty much, dude. Old with deafness in one ear, and he's still doing his
thing. Got it. Besides The Last of Us, you check out anything else?
Not really, man. Just episodes of Bad Batch when I can fit it in. I'm like kind of behind, but I'm trying. I don't know. Lately in my life, I'm just gravitating more and more toward video games. Like, I pretty much don't watch any movies except for what we review. But that's going to change now because Last of Us, my entire life was on hold for that. Now that it's over, I can watch more, like, you know, not horror movies.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it, man. Just getting in the game and whenever I can, literally all hours of the day.
That game in life.
Yeah, dude.
Morning, noon, and night?
Yeah, pretty much.
And dusk, as much as from I dusk can. To dawn?
Yeah, yeah. With a nonstop, man.
Sunrise to sunset?
Yeah.
Anything else?
January 1st to December 31st?
First, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Nice, man. Yeah, I have watched only one movie, and it is not a horror movie. It was 1995's Heat.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. You've seen it before, though.
I have not in its entirety.
Really?
Yeah. Good movie.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah, yeah. It's good. I've been watching it in pieces because it's a very long movie. It's like almost 3 hours.
I fell asleep the first time, I'll be honest.
That's fair. I could definitely see that. I try and watch it like during the daytime when I'm eating breakfast
smart.
Or lunch or something.
Smart. Dude, listen, if you got to chop it up, you got to chop it up.
That's what I'm saying. It's not, I don't think it's one of those, I've been wanting to see it. So it's one of those movies where it's like, just sit down and watch it.
Like The Irishman. You saw Irishman?
Have not.
Yeah, same thing. You probably got to chop it up. It's like 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's a commitment.
Dude, you know I really can't fucking stand James Cameron? He's a dick.
Explain. Have you met him?
No, but
I want to hear this.
Nah, like, because it was speculated, and I believe it, that he didn't show up to the Oscars because he wasn't nominated for Best Director, I think.
Sounds or some believable shit
like
that.
I'm like, dude, are you fucking serious, man? Like, and then he's making comments, allegedly, I'm pretty sure he did, about people like, oh, you just need to sit in the theater for 3.5 hours. Don't be a baby. Or something to that effect. Oh, I'm like, yo, God. First of all, I'm amazed that as many people went to see Avatar The Way of Water as they did. Because I did not give a fuck about
Yeah,
Avatar.
I didn't really either. And I've heard a lot of people say it is a cinematic experience, blah, blah, blah. But I saw the first Avatar. I don't think I need to see the second one.
Yeah.
I got that experience.
I'm just like, okay.
10 years ago.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't care. Like, yeah. It took too long, bro.
It
took too long.
And that's the third one's point. Already made. I believe, right?
Just release it right now.
Just all at once. Just get it out of our fucking faces. We're done.
Yeah, I'm pretty done with Avatar, man. But yeah, it's just like, dude, don't be mad because other people are doing shit that's cooler than you.
Right.
Don't be upset.
Right.
But I don't know. Do you guys watch the Oscars usually?
We normally will throw it on, but I didn't this year.
Didn't this year, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to two people. Brendan Fraser.
Oh, yeah.
So happy that he won Best Actor.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I'm going to butcher his name, Ki Hui Kwan?
Yeah, yeah.
The male lead in Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Which I still need to see.
Dude.
Because apparently everyone that movie won an Oscar.
A lot of people did. Yeah.
I didn't realize Jamie Lee Curtis
never won one.
I didn't realize she was even in the movie.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Obviously, she has a big part.
Big-ish.
Okay.
Like, it's she's in the movie enough in the... enough different capacities for her to have one, in my opinion.
And then the lead actress also won, right?
Michelle Yeoh. Yeah, I believe she did. Yeah.
Wow.
She did.
Guess I gotta see it.
Dude, it's really, really good, man.
And it won Best Movie.
Best Picture, yeah.
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 Best Picture, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
Pardon.
No, but it is great, man. And it was cool to see Ki Hae Kwan. Like I said, he hasn't really been in movies at all since Indiana Jones way back when.
It's wild.
And now he's winning fucking... He's like, yo, to me, in my opinion, bro, he's the best part of the movie. He is amazing.
I gotta see this movie.
Yo, you should, bro.
Okay.
Don't forget about that website, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You could watch it there.
Yeah.
You know, but I think it's on like Showtime and a few other things too.
At this point, I'm sure. Usually, like before the Oscars come out, they try and throw those movies,
right,
make them
to
available.
Try to get you to watch them and shit, man.
Brendan Fraser, man.
Yo, good
it's
for
awesome.
Him,
yeah,
bro.
Good for him. I wonder what he's got lined up for him in the future, but
hopefully some good stuff.
He just seems like a very humble guy.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, man. The most upsetting thing to me, even though I'm not a huge Batgirl fan, that we're never going to get to see him. You heard about the scrapped Batgirl movie?
Was he supposed to play like...
He's supposed to be the villain.
Like the Penguin?
No.
Or was he...
That's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Firefly, I think it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like some dude, like, he just wears like a fire retardant shit and he's got like flame shit, right?
Really?
Yeah, bro. And we're never going to see it.
That would have been pretty sweet.
And it was like filmed and everything. They had like...
Oh, get out of here.
Pictures like on set and stuff like that of him like in the costume and stuff. I was like, fuck.
That's unfortunate.
I really wanted to see
that. Why did they
that.
Scrap it?
I'm not sure. Warner Brothers has been a mess lately with the whole DC thing, bro. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure stuff out. But, you know, James Gunn is going to write the shit. Yeah.
Who's going to play Superman, you think?
I have no idea. And frankly, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because I trust James Gunn to handle the situation.
To do his thing. So you do care, but you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
You care, you don't...
Yeah, I care. I'm not worried about
it,
right?
Because,
like, the fact that he's even using a movie that was already filmed, like The Flash, as, like, the restart point, shows that he knows what he's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good,
what he's doing. And, you know, Marvel fanboys out there are very, very scared, of course.
Oh, because DC's coming?
Yeah, oh, DC's coming, man.
DC's coming.
With the fucking fury
they're
going to be.
Is Robert Pattinson's Batman going to be in the same...
I don't believe
it's not,
so.
Right?
No. Which is... It's whatever.
I don't care. It's fine.
It's already been
standalone.
Like a million Batmans.
Yeah.
But because they're doing like a specific Batman storyline, I forget the name of it, but it wouldn't make sense with Pattinson's Batman.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens, man.
All right.
Okay.
Well.
All right.
What do you think?
I guess we can talk more.
Talk more about what? What are we talking about today, Steve?
A Canadian guy, Kyle Everball.
Is he Canadian?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
And why
he looks Canadian.
And why are we talking about him?
Because he directed. I don't know what Canadian people look like. I think they look like us. It's the same thing.
They look like the South Park characters, just like the missing the bottom jaw.
Oh, listen, man. I really need to know if he's Canadian now. Hold on. Tyler Ball, Canadian, yeah.
Nice. Points.
Yeah, because he directed a little movie called Skinamarink, which is an adaptation of a shorter movie he did called Heck.
Damn, excuse your language.
Yeah, I know, sorry. I thought about that before I said it, and it didn't feel right. Yeah, man. So that's the 2022 jump off. It's been, you know, it's been in the public eye pretty consistently, I would say.
What happened? It was like, I was reading something that it got released in like small segments or something like that, and that kind of hurt its box office debut. I mean, I'm sure it was a very limited box office debut.
When you say segments, you don't mean like, you mean like really small releases?
Yeah, of like...
Like one theater and then... No, or do you mean like...
I thought I read something that like someone got a hold of it and it was released in very small parts.
Like episodic?
Kind of like that. And people didn't... So like the allure of it was that people didn't know if this was something that was actually happening. Like someone was actually filming this like themselves, right, and it was like an actual experience, or if this was a movie. So it gained traction in that sense, but it kind of hurt it at the initial like box office release.
Right. I don't know. Almost like, I mean, that in a weird kind of way, it reminds me of the marketing campaign for Cloverfield. Do you remember that movie?
Yes.
Kind of sounds like that, but maybe unintentional. I don't know.
Quite possibly unintentional. It could have been intentional. Maybe
because seeing parts of this gives me nothing. Like yeah, if I'm to see it, I'm not going to be like, oh, okay, I know what that is.
Not a single scene shot in the movie where I would have been like, now I know what this is about.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if they thought that that was a good idea and they did it on purpose, they're wrong.
Also, it wouldn't make sense because the whole point of the movie is to pull you in through time, like using time to their advantage, right? Like this is what they call slow cinema, which would be like dragging out scenes to pull the viewer in and bring about like a specific atmospheric vibe.
Right.
So it really wouldn't make sense if they tried to release it in very small parts.
Right, because like it wouldn't give you a chance to get pulled in.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. It's interesting, though.
Yeah, Kyle Edward Ball. Sorry, I just had a small seizure there. stroke. Kyle Edward Ball made a name for himself on YouTube, where he would take people's nightmares and try and recreate them through a series of shorts. Which is pretty interesting. I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying he got a lot of the feedback from Reddit.
Reddit.
Yeah.
Where he would have people just explain nightmares to them.
Right, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, and I think specifically childhood nightmares. I think that was his intention for this film.
Yeah.
This was released. This was just released in January, right?
I believe so. Mistaken. Yeah. I believe so.
Did you ever watch that movie Heck?
Is it on YouTube or?
I don't know, actually. Good question. I'm assuming it probably is.
Yeah, I didn't really feel the need to.
Yeah.
Personally, you know.
Mm-hmm. I would say it's probably pretty similar to what this movie was, right?
I think it's like a, you know, it's like, I think they mentioned it as being like a proof of concept.
Okay.
Which is what I heard.
I gotta give him credit for this movie. I mean, although not much happened, it was made on a budget of $15,000.
Pretty good.
Which is very good. I feel like more has been spent on a costume for a movie than
no, agreed,
the entire
agreed
movie. So you gotta give the director credit for any time that a director works with a very small budget and still works, you know, for a very particular like vibe.
Mm.
Do you think he accomplished what he set out to do?
I would say so. Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a friend of mine that had seen this movie, really enjoyed it, said to me, you were either going to love it or hate it.
Completely agree.
And I think that's true.
Definitely. This is a very polarizing movie.
Yep.
Once again, referring back to the idea of slow cinema and this being like an experimental art film. And what was the word you said? Liminal?
Liminal.
Liminal, which is like... sorry, just explain it again.
Oh, the concept. It's just like really enclosed spaces, like camera angles that don't allow you to get a sense of space, claustrophobia, shit like that.
A lot of that takes patience.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just be honest, most people don't have patience these days. So I get why your buddy would have said either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it's an oversimplification without being an oversimplification explaining this movie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, I think there's things that, I mean, because this is my first experience with a movie like this, as far as I can tell, where space is like at a premium. And yeah, there's things to like and there's things to not like. I think, like we said, he really executes what he's trying to do very well. But I think there's also some minor things that could have been done to maybe aid in the movie's watchability.
Yes, yes. Right. I get that this is supposed to be a nightmare, a dream, this like dreamlike state that these kids may or may not be in, however you want to interpret it. But... And I was telling Barb this too, because she popped in for the last 10 minutes, which is probably the worst part, because it's just a lot of like weird shit happening at the very end.
Yeah.
This is still a movie. It still has to have some sort of direction. It needs to make a little sense. Like the viewer needs to at least like be able to watch it and be like, okay, I kind of get it.
Right.
You know, like yeah. I feel like it's an excuse to just say, oh, it's a dream, so none of this shit has to make sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of a cop-out.
I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of with you.
At the same time, once again, if you have the patience for it, I don't think that was necessarily the director's intention.
Mm.
I don't think he was coming out here to have this straightforward plot. I think it's meant to be ambiguous. I think you're meant to be like, okay, what happened in this movie? Like, I think it's meant to be more of like an atmosphere kind, like pull you in,
yeah,
make you feel a certain way.
Yeah.
But you have to invest the time to that.
Right. And I think part of the disconnect for me personally comes from, like, you hear a kid in the movie, Kaylee, I think, say, I don't want to talk about mom. And then we get absolutely zero. Like, no image of mom, like, slain in a car accident, no nothing. Like, no abuse, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, we do see mom in the film.
Right, which fucking scared the shit out of me, I'll be honest with you.
Very unsettling. A lot of these like shots in the movie were very unsettling. If you can give the movie time to pull you in, it's very effective. And I think it's very effective because a lot of it feels like, you know, how you experienced your house as like a child.
Yeah.
You know, just the way that Kyle Edward Ball, filmed this movie was unique because he shot it at like a kid's level,
mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's interesting because it makes you feel kind of vulnerable in that sense. Yes. Like they make the house seem so
big.
Uh-huh. You know, and that is how you feel, like corner, like these halls, they're grainy and like you can't really see, but at times you can kind of see what looks like maybe shadows lurking in the background.
Right.
It's meant to distort you, your vision, and just distort all of your senses.
Did you expect this movie to be almost exclusively POV like that?
No.
Me neither.
No, I was thrown off by that. Yeah. I was expecting like the beginning part sets in and They like it. What's it made to look like? It was filmed on like this old like millimeter camera or something,
which was cool.
It was cool. It was unique.
Like, I wouldn't say it was a bad thing that it was shot POV, but I would have liked to have seen more non-POV interspersed. Like, yeah, they show the kids' feet as they're walking around and stuff.
Yeah.
And the kids' back of the kids' head one time. Like, I don't know. I feel like a little tiny, tiny bit more. Like, I would have loved to have seen, like if they're walking down the hallway or something, just a quick, like, of their entire full body. So I can get a sense of how they are feeling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, yeah, it's meant to be an experience for you. Like, remember what it was like as a kid when you were scared, but you're also not in the movie.
Right.
I still want to know what they look like. You know what I'm saying?
Right. The kids seem to handle themselves like fairly well for what was happening. It's
fucking. Oh,
two. I mean, one was four and the other was six.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like I said, I got to give the director credit because a lot of things about this movie are unique. One was the way that it was shot. And apparently in order to make the movie feel more dreamlike, he used this technique of putting a sun gun on top of the camera, which is supposed to replicate the shine of natural sunlight and create this like bluish filter.
Oh,
okay. And doing that ensured that this dreamlike aura was maintained throughout the entirety of the movie. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Because if he wasn't going to shoot entirely in like pitch black, which in order to do that, they would have had to use like infrared.
Right. Which would have been lame.
No, it would have felt more like Wreck, the movie Wreck.
Which works for Wreck, but not for
this. It works for Wreck, but not for this. Exactly. Right. Like the whole idea is to like distort your vision, not to make it clear.
Right, exactly.
So you're not supposed to see things.
Because if you can see everything, you're not scared.
Exactly. Which works to its advantage and also its disadvantage.
Like 100%.
Like you always hear like sometimes less is more. Well, sometimes less is less than ideal. And that's kind of, I'm kind of like right in the middle there. Like, it does work for this film, but at times I'm like, I just wanted to maybe see a little more. Because to be honest, like, the first fucking 15 minutes, nothing happens.
Oh, dude.
Nothing happens.
I think in my notes, I literally have... Oh, yeah, the first one says, old time, 1995, feel right away. Looks like a 60s, 70s movie, like, with the grainy shit.
Yep.
And then my number two says, finally, we're giving context about Kevin hitting his head.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, how many minutes? Did you hear that or no?
I'm not sure how many minutes, but I just know that it was a while. That's why I said finally.
The fact that you had to say finally.
Yeah. I was like, yo, come on, man.
Oh, that's
like,
what I said. After 13 minutes, we finally get some sort of exposition that starts to move the plot.
Like, honestly, I would have preferred that they take that 15 minutes and just jump straight in, bro. Just have the dad on the phone right away.
Exactly.
As he's having the conversation, pan the house like you were doing before.
Yes.
There's no need to pan the entire house. Like, make the conversation longer.
Yes.
There's things they could talk about, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, I can't get them because blah, blah, blah. Whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Like, once again, his intention was to, like, pull you into this dreamlike state, but I think it kind of pulled a lot of people out.
Yeah.
Because you really got to catch people's attention early on. And it was like, okay, you had me at the very opening where it was all like grainy and stuff like that. And
yeah, then, like if you had a poster of like a big boob bikini girl, then yeah, I'm in there.
I'm in there. Sure. Yeah. I'm motorboating the shit out of it. No.
Oh, fuck.
But like, it took forever to get into the plot. And then, you know, even when it did, it was still very ambiguous. So let me ask you. The first thing we hear is a guy on the phone which you could assume was the dad.
The dad, yeah. He's
We're not sure who he's speaking to. I thought he was speaking to the mother.
Gotta be mom.
I would thought so, but
mom maybe.
Based off the things that you hear from the kids, it sounds like mom
is dead.
Either dead or they're divorced or she left them.
Something
so she
like
doesn't
that.
Appear to be in the picture.
Maybe divorced or something like that. The reason I say that is because later in the movie, she's like, you know, me and dad love you very much. Like, it's almost like the kids are remembering her saying that.
Right.
When they were younger, even younger.
Right. Because
they got divorced when they were, like, little. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's what it is.
And, like, them sitting on the ends of the bed could be them arguing. Like, from whatever had happened previously.
And he still calls because it was a mutual, mutual divorce. Like, they were like, okay, listen, it's not working. It wasn't like a blow up kind of thing. Like, you know, and we're still going to work on having the kids, and like everybody can see the kids and stuff. We'll trade them off, whatever.
Yeah.
Like stocks. stocks. No. Yeah. No, I think that maybe that's why.
What happened.
Yeah.
So we get this phone call, and we hear that Kevin fell down the stairs and hit his head, and that Kaylee said he was sleepwalking. Do you think anytime we hear, like, do you think when we heard his dad's voice, that was Kevin conscious, like sleepwalking? Because we do find out that he does sleepwalk, and it's pretty evident that he sleepwalks, because throughout the night, like, you know, obviously it's a couple days where they're alone, but every time they seem to do a quick shot of Kevin either sitting in the hall or standing somewhere, and it makes me think that he is a sleepwalker, just, and it confirms what Kaylee said.
Definitely. But you're asking if it...
I'm asking, do you think that this movie... I'm pretty much asking you what you think this movie is, because I think it's one of two things.
Okay.
I think either it's a dream,
right?
Obviously, that Kevin is having, or it's some type of reality where this demonic presence is subjecting these kids to self-mutilation.
I'm going to go ahead with demonic thing, because, the self-mutilation, but also, like, every demonic entity in, like, almost every case can manipulate time, space, and reality.
Okay.
Which would lead me to think that that's what it would be. Because, yeah, the windows and doors are gone. Okay. You don't get that from sleepwalking. Really, in my opinion, you know what I mean? And maybe there's aspects of it that are sleepwalking. Maybe when he fell and hit his head happened like weeks ago. We don't know.
True.
Like, yeah, because if you're in a house with no doors or windows, after a couple of days, you're going to start to go fucking stir crazy.
True. And somehow these kids don't. I mean, they're living off juice boxes and cartoons.
Oh, God. I mean, that's what I would lean toward, man. What about you?
I'm leaning more towards a dream.
Okay, explain.
I feel like the father is there, and I feel like when we hear the father talking, at least in the very beginning of the movie, that's Kevin sleepwalking, subconsciously hearing...
Oh, like as he's sleeping.
As he's sleeping, hearing his father talk about what happened... As he goes back into sleep, he's kind of unable to separate reality from his dream.
I see.
I think as a result, all of these things he's experiencing is a dream, like the windows or whatever. And you could kind of relate all these things that happen in the movie.
Yeah.
Where was it? I made a note. I made a very good note about this. Because you could say that a lot of these things that happen are like a metaphor for trauma or loss, right? There's like the real mom is absent from the film. And when we said that could be from death or divorce or whatever it is. There's also theories that maybe the father was abusive in some way, which would be like representation of that whatever it was, entity thing hiding in the house. And while they're kind of, like, you hear them throughout the film, like, we should be quiet. Like, we should.
Right. We don't want to draw attention to
ourselves. Like, they listen to the voice, which sounds like their father, but they do it apprehensively. Like, why relate this looming figure thing to their father's voice?
I see what you're saying. That makes sense. That makes sense.
And also that the vanishing, like, doors, windows, and the telephone that doesn't work represent, like, feeling trapped inside this house with their father.
Not being able to talk to 911.
Not being able to talk to 911.
His dad might be getting close.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. Okay, I can see that.
And what else? Oh, Kaylee's vanishing eyes, and her mouth would be, like, her choosing not to speak. Talk.
Or acknowledge, like, that the dad is abusive.
Is abusive, and as a result, right.
Like, she might be like, okay, I'm not seeing this right now.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So those are all options if you go with the dreamlike state. But I like this because there is no clear answer. There is no clear answer.
I mean, the more you talk about it, the more I like yours. And also, like, damn, I lost my train of thought. Fuck. No, I was going to say, Welcome to my world. Like, if it is rooted in reality, like sleepwalking and stuff like that, like you're saying, I guess you could also look at it. If he did, I mean, I'm assuming he really did stab his own eye with the scissor, I'm guessing. Or whatever, or the utility knife.
Utility knife, yeah.
That's how I took it. That could also be, I don't know, if he's in such a state of like disarray and like psychological like unbalance, like he could have had a psychotic break as a 4-year-old. It's possible.
True.
You know, if he's being constantly traumatized by abuse in the real world, and then he's sleepwalking and seeing all this crazy shit and hearing these voices while he's sleepwalking, I'm saying. You know,
true. I mean? That 911 call could have actually happened.
Yeah.
Like him getting through.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I cut myself. Like, I need help.
You're right.
Or whatever. You know, it's possible. I could definitely see that for sure. I'll be honest, man. This movie, as much as maybe it didn't resonate with me as much as other people, it's definitely a couple moments that scared the fucking piss out of me.
Would you like to talk about any of them? Yeah, let's hear it.
The first one is when the doll is on the ceiling.
Oh, that was creepy, yeah.
And the kid just out of nowhere, just like fucking screams, drops the flashlight, fucking scared. I was like, fuck.
Yep, that caught me off guard too.
And dude, when they look under the bed, I'm like, fuck. I was like scared out of my mind, dude. When they kept going up and then you see the mom.
Dude. That was
fucking scary.
That was one of the more unsettling parts of the movie. Any more that you wanted to?
I think that's mostly it. Like, I didn't really get, like, a couple times when it was like voices and shit, I got a little, because I was watching it with headphones. You weren't, I'm guessing.
Nope.
Yeah, a couple of times like voices got me for sure.
And maybe I should have been watching with headphones, because apparently in the movie they do this thing where like the voices are supposed to sound like they're far away and then immediately sound like they're right behind you. And I didn't catch that. I'm sure you did, just for that reason.
Yeah.
You're probably gonna laugh at this one, but it's pretty standard that people or kids at least have dreams where like windows and blinds and shit are disappearing and things that are supposed to be there that normally there aren't. One of the creepiest scenes in the movie for me or shot was when Kevin has to go to the bathroom
and the toilet is gone.
And I'll tell you why. Because when I was a kid, I was a sleepwalker, and I used to have this recurring dream where I would go into the bathroom and the toilet would be gone.
Oh shit.
And dude, and not only that, but there was always this fucking figure, this witch, whatever, lurking in the shadows, like fucking following me around the house.
Oh my God. And that's like an Insidious thing.
That's exactly what it felt. And I had that shit, dude, 5-6 times.
That's horrifying.
So when I saw that, my fucking, woo.
You started,
I got the tingles, man. I was like looking over my shoulder. I was like, what the fuck just happened?
That's fucking scary.
So yeah, that, in terms of like hitting you in a soft spot, this one got me at least in a couple scenes. Yeah.
Wow, man. I can't say that I've ever really had like recurring nightmares like that, you know?
It's creepy, man. It's definitely not fun.
I believe you. Yeah, I mean, I think most of the things that scared me when I was younger were other horror movies that were on TV. Michael Jackson's Thriller video.
Oh, dude, that scared the shit out of me, too.
Scared the shit out of me.
Yep.
But speaking of things on TV, did you notice anything about the cartoons?
I did, and I don't know if it was accurate, but it seemed to replicate or mimic what was happening to the kids.
Right, and also show them the things that they cannot do. For example, play outside with birds. Because the kid was like feeding it and like, hey, you know, I'm outside.
Ah, that's exciting. Right.
And you can't do it, basically.
Wow.
But also, I think the TV, actually, now that I think about it, really supports your take on the movie. Because there's like in the beginning when they first turn it on, I'm pretty sure they show like a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. And they're like falling through the sky and like sleeping.
Yeah.
They're like, and they're getting all comfortable and shit.
And which would indicate that maybe it's a dream. Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
But
that's
then
what I would think.
But then that would also support, oh wait, your idea or my idea? About the father being abusive, being able to do things, the cartoons being able to do things can't, like go outside.
Right. I mean, it could also, like, the way the TV flickers and stutters and stuff, it could still go back to the other side, demonic kind of thing.
True, true.
Of course, but, there was the sleepwalking. I mean, there was the kids falling asleep. There was the birds. I don't remember. I mean, it was, like, the weird loop at the end. It was, like, a dog looking at, like, a ghost or something.
And it kept shrinking, right?
Disappearing.
Like, disappearing. Right. And then resetting. Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know.
No idea.
That's it. Got me. I was a little confused.
Yeah.
I think those are the three. Oh, and it was one more. And it was the spider.
Oh, yeah.
That was like preying on some bugs, I guess, or whatever. You can't really make it out. That could be the dad.
Right, trapping
also.
Them?
Yeah, this is some stuff to be had there, man, for sure.
True.
Like, I would even say maybe I'm a little higher on it. Tiny, tiny bit higher than I was. Like, really tiny, though.
Very minuscule.
Yeah.
Negligible, maybe?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay.
Like, I still wouldn't... Yeah, okay, we'll get to it. I don't know. I feel like we're kind of flying through this because it's not a long movie.
We could sit here and talk about the plot, but I don't think the plot matters. I really don't. I think if you want to see it, you should watch it.
Kind of thing you got experience on your own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's things that happen that may or may not have happened. a lot of this is, it's a very slow burn. So for us to explain it doesn't really do it justice. I think you should just go in and watch it and let us know what you think.
Agreed.
There were parts where I was getting a little bored.
Oh, for sure.
You know, like we...
I was watching it late enough. Honestly, I'll be honest. I almost fell asleep a couple times.
This is definitely a movie where you could fall asleep.
Right. And that's not... Listen, this guy's doing his thing, man. His movie has been well received. Good for him. I'm not ever going to hate on it unless it's Vampires versus the Bronx. Which I actually might watch that again before I watch this again.
You wow, yeah, I honestly might too.
Wow.
I was like, it took me a second. I was like, wow. I thought you meant you were gonna watch them back to back. I was
fuck
like,
holy shit,
man.
Yeah. Insane? Vampires vs. the Bronx to get myself all riled up and then
torture yourself,
to fall asleep.
Did this movie remind you of any other movies? Maybe.
Yes. Oh, you want to know?
I would love to.
One movie in particular, I'm gonna go ahead and say, and I could be. Maybe I'm like way off base here. Blair Witch Project.
Definitely.
The original.
Definitely.
Right. But like I would watch that 10 out of 10 every time before I watch this ever again.
For sure.
I would watch that 10 times in a row before I watch this twice back to back.
Agreed.
You know.
Definitely Blair Witch. Paranormal Activity.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. That blue tint.
Yeah. So. I think those are probably the two main that he drew inspiration from.
Absolutely. Poltergeist, a teeny tiny bit, like with the TV. It reminds me of that a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, okay.
Not it's, in the same kind of way, but, yep. You know, this I might see the Salem influence there.
Yeah.
In a very minimal way. I think that's kind of it, really.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, Blair Witch is the first one I thought of. Like, it's just like, it was hard for me not to sit there and be like, I remember being paralyzed with fear the most recent time I watched Blair Witch Project. I was a little high, but... I swear to God, no lie, bro. I swear to God, I thought I felt like a pressure on my chest. Like somebody was pushing down on my shit. Like,
wow.
You know, like that sleep paralysis shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, I remember being so fucking scared,
it's
bro.
A panic attack.
I was like, yo, there's no fucking way it's because I'm high, man. I know what I felt. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit.
Damn.
I don't say stuff like that often, bro. That's like the one time, I swear to God.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
How recent was this?
I was still living at home, so at least 5 years ago.
Okay.
But... You can see how serious I am.
I know. I see it in your eyes.
Yeah, like, even if I was laying down and high, I don't think that would have happened with this movie.
I don't think so either. I think it might have maybe pulled me more out of it.
Yeah.
Being high than not. I don't know.
For
maybe.
Sure. I'm just saying, I'm honestly scared to go back and watch Blair Witch Project. Like, I don't want to. I'll be honest.
Yeah, that's one of those movies. Well,
I feel like we have to review it eventually, though.
Definitely. Next episode?
No.
Let's face your fears head on.
Yeah, no, but I'll probably watch it during the day. I'll be honest, yo, straight up.
Hey, that's fair, man.
That shit got me, man.
That's fair. I just wanted to ask, because I think we're getting pretty close to our ratings here.
Yeah, I'd say so.
How did you feel about the ending? I know that, like, we talked about, you don't really have to interpret this movie in a certain way, but, like, a lot happens at the very end, right? Like, we get this, like, 572 days.
Which, what the fuck does that mean?
Right? I guess they've been subjected to this for 572 days, right? That's...
Ain't no fucking way.
Ain't no fucking way.
They would starve to death.
Right. I mean, they have juice boxes.
That's over a year, though, by a lot. Almost 2 years.
That's weird to think about. Yeah, I know. The kid's old now.
So what does that mean? He's like, maybe he's sleepwalking as like an older kid by 2 years.
Yeah, maybe the...
And remembering all this.
Abuse is still happening or something. So like we have
five... And like that's like the Legos, like that's why they're all piled up.
God damn, at least they're fucking on the ceiling. I'd rather that than on the floor.
Man. Yeah, I don't know, flashbacks. Man. The last couple of minutes were weird. And then they show like the exterior of the house, I think.
Yeah, yeah, they have like the 572 days. They have a girl sitting at the end of the bed. They have the creepy eyes and the toy phone, which was actually pretty good shot.
Got me.
Yeah,
I was like,
that was good. Okay, the whole like little
scared me, bro.
Yeah,
me, I'll be real.
That got me. They had the pictures of kids who had no heads.
That was weird.
I don't really know how to interpret that. They had the blood splattered on the ceiling that kept on looping. And Kevin calling for Kaylee, asking if they can watch something happy. And then in the final shot, a blurred face, which was also creepy, tells Kevin to go to sleep. And Kevin asks for its name, but never gets it.
Dude, I'll tell you what right now. This might be way off base, but what if... The dad murdered the mom. And that's what the blood is.
Oh.
That's a lot of blood. That's you don't get that just from the eyeball.
No.
And Kevin is obviously still alive at the end of the movie. Right. But like, and the kids maybe know about it.
I don't want to talk about mom.
But they're scared to say anything. That could be it too.
Who tells Kevin to put the knife in his eye? The dad. The dad voice.
Was it the dad voice?
Well, it wasn't a female voice, right? We can like confirm that. Right,
we can say that for sure.
Because the mom doesn't technically do anything bad, right?
No. So we're assuming that the voice is the dad.
Yeah, I think we could assume that. We're assuming that he's abusive.
Right.
Right? But I think more importantly, we can assume that the voice wasn't the mother.
Oh, definitely.
Right? Because even when the mom is sitting on the edge of the bed...
It's only good stuff.
She tells...
That she says to them.
Only good stuff. She tells her to close her eyes, which may be close her eyes because she didn't want her to see something that was about to happen.
Right.
Even when Kaylee ends up in the basement with like her mouth and eyes shut or whatever.
Right.
The voice says that she was asking for her mom and dad. I don't know if maybe it was just like, I mean, she was always asking for her, like the mom was never viewed in a like, malicious way or like a nefarious way, right?
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Like dialing back onto what you said, that could make sense.
Yo, and oh my god, I hate when I give a movie a certain rating and I start talking. I'm like, yo, actually, I hate that.
And this is, I had a feeling we were gonna with this.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying. Like, okay, because like in the scene where the mom is sitting on the edge of the bed. Right, and she says, you know, close your eyes or whatever. Like, maybe that's the room where it happened. A. B, look under the bed. Maybe when the dad did it, you know, he's right away, like, he's in a state of panic, obviously. He, like, just shoved her under the bed to not look at her and not think about it.
Yeah.
But then she's like, I don't see anything. It's Kaylee up there, right?
It's Kaylee, yeah.
Right, I don't see anything because you told me to close my eyes and I wasn't in the room when it happened.
Yep.
So and then that's why her eyes and mouth, because she can't say shit because she didn't see anything.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? Can't say shit because she can't see anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that's... Wow. That's feeling like... I think it's an expansion on what you said as far as like the dreamlike state, like more real world stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I'm pretty comfortable with that.
I'm I think that's a pretty good assumption.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like maybe the dad, you know, because he did still call the mom and tell her that Kevin hit his head.
Maybe he wasn't calling the mom. We don't know. We never heard who was on the receiving end of that phone.
Maybe a girlfriend. But, I mean, that also could have been before, like, he lost his shit, you know?
That's true. This could have been a memory, right? Because, like, that's
like you said, a dreamlike state.
Right. They don't, there's no rhyme or reason. There's no logic. It doesn't
have to. It's 1995. That's all we know.
1995 doesn't have, dreams don't have to follow a timeline. So right. It could have just been like.
Or have toilets.
Or have any toilets. Stop. I gotta bring that back.
Oh, shit.
Wow, man. All right. Well, you heard it first.
No, I will say this too, by the way. I don't know. I mean, for some reason, it's like such a simple thing, but like when they showed the items disappearing and reappearing, I thought that was somehow more effective than them just disappearing.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Going back and forth, like, oh, the door's there and then it's not. The toilet's there and then it's not.
Yeah.
And
like, woo, 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 woo.
Yeah. Like the sound effects yeah. were kind of cool, I thought.
Yeah. Alien-like or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm curious to go listen to other podcasts and see what they said.
Yeah.
Because I did not listen to any other.
Me neither. I never do.
So. No. So I'm curious.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think we're about there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think?
I have a feeling you're going to be higher than me, so I'll probably go first because I don't want to bring the mood down.
This movie has a pretty low standard in terms of mood, so I don't think you can bring it
yeah,
any further.
Yeah, true. All right, I mean, he does some effective stuff with this movie, man. You know, some of the sound editing and all that, sound design. The scenes we talked about, pretty effective, like the bed, like look under the bed, the telephone eyes, the fucking face at the end, which definitely freaked me the fuck out. Like, right as the movie's ending, I gotta look at that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck.
Just ingrain it into your, like, memory, your skull.
Wait, who was that girl, by the way? Do we know?
What girl?
Like, at the end of the movie, the face, is that... It's like a little girl, right?
Dude, it was hard for me to see. I thought it was just some, like, man face. I didn't...
I think it was a woman.
Was it, really?
A girl, yeah. Or was it the mom?
Maybe a memory of the mom.
Like, she was, like, kneeling down looking at the kid, maybe?
Oh, shit. I couldn't... All I could see was, like, a very, like, blurry outline of some figure, and that's it.
Yeah, because if the mom is short enough... And the kid is like 4 or 6, and she kneels down, she would be pretty low to the ground.
Yeah.
Possible. That would be my guess.
Is that what was happening in that final shot? Something.
I mean, that's just an assumption based on this movie revolving around memories and dreams.
Okay.
That's what I would think. But anyway. Yeah, and there's not really any music or anything. You know, I think he does a good job with the cartoons and stuff, like, because those are all public, what's the word? Public domain?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool that he, like, went through the paces to try to find that stuff and be like, okay, I want to use this because it tells exactly what's happening.
True. You know?
Like, that's, I got to give him credit for that, man.
Mm-hmm.
But all that said, I can't really still recommend this movie to the average viewer, so I'm going to have to say a little higher than I was originally, 4.
Wow, a little higher. Okay.
Yeah, I was at a 3.
Wow.
I'll be honest. Just purely for the fact, like people like us who are horror enthusiasts, I would probably say go ahead. But for like average people, I don't think so. Like people who aren't like super into horror.
100% agree.
I don't think
so. Like we said earlier, this is a very polarizing film. Either you're going to love it or you're going to hate it. It takes time. You got to invest. You have to be patient. Some people are patient and most people aren't, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
That's being great. Said, I'm fairly patient in terms of movies. I wish that I could envelop myself a little more. Like, I wish I could go see some of these movies in a theater or just like where I'm not distracted by outside influence. I'm not pausing the movie for anything.
I think that would make a big difference.
I think the setting is crucial. Unfortunately, I wasn't in the ideal setting, so that may have affected my mood and how I thought of the movie. I did like it. I didn't love it. Some of these ideas are very abstract and... You know, this movie didn't really follow a linear narrative. I don't think that was necessarily its intention, but once again, it's still a movie. It has to kind of make some sort of sense. I don't think you should have to always break down a movie like this, like where we're just like throwing ideas back and forth. Like, it's good discussion.
Yeah.
But it's also a movie. Like, you got to kind of have some sort of direction.
Absolutely.
But there were some scary moments in here.
Definitely.
Some scary moments, and you have to give the guy credit. He did this on a very, very, very small budget.
Yeah.
And it's unique. It's different. So for that reason, I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Totally fair. I'm going just a little higher. I'm going to say you should see this movie and decide for yourself if you're going to like it or not. I also agree with you. I don't think the majority of the average movie watcher is going to like it or appreciate it. Exactly. They're probably going to get through the first 15 minutes and be like,
asleep.
Fuck this. Yeah. I'm going to watch fucking, I don't know, whatever the hell they
want. Fast and the Furious.
Fast and Tokyo Drift.
Yo, no, I think our scores too, they perfectly reflect that.
Yeah.
Like that polarity.
It's not, neither of us loved it. Neither of us hated it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like if I hated it, I would have given it a 1.
Exactly. And
but I didn't hate it.
Same.
And if you would have loved it, you would have given it a 10. But you did it.
Yeah. So we fall kind of right in a 5. So kind of exactly.
Right in the middle.
You should watch it. You could watch it. But if you didn't, I don't think you're really missing much.
Right.
Oh.
Like even my brother, bro, like he's a pretty big horror head. I would say yeah, but I don't think he would like it.
Yeah.
I don't think he would.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot of it has to be relatable too. Like did you have these dreams as a kid? Right. Not everyone has these childhood nightmares.
Dude, you ever see that movie with Sam Neill, Possession, 1981? It's like was like for a while, it was like you couldn't get it anywhere. I think it's on Shudder now. But it was like for a long, long, long time, it was like not available. Right? And I even signed up for this thing, like $5 a month trial thing to get to watch it. Our conversation about that movie would probably be exactly the same about this movie.
Really?
Same thing. I mean, it's not about kids or anything, but it follows a very similar path. But it's also better.
Oh, you know? Wow. Okay.
But that's something down the line if we're looking for another movie that we want to maybe have a good discussion. Like, we know we're going to have like a really good discussion about it.
Yeah.
That movie.
We should put it in the archives.
Yeah, for sure.
It's so funny, Sam Neill. As a young kid, like the first thing you experience, you normally kids' movies with with actors like that, like Sam Neill, Jurassic Park, obviously, and then you find out he was in fucking like Event Horizon, like he's just like Possession, in the Mouth of Madness. Yeah,
he's been in some crazy shit.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
for sure. Oh my God, Event Horizon, man. I get sad talking about that movie because the lost cut.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so upset. That we're never gonna get to see that.
Potentially, never see.
Probably never will.
Yeah,
it's probably gone.
I know.
It's okay. but I think that's it, man.
Thank you. Want to tell them the next movie?
Yeah, sure.
Which is kind of...
Yes.
Well, I guess it would have made sense if we did it this recording because it's about the 2-year celebration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah, there's some parallels here from our first... We're
returning to an old friend.
Yes.
Find out what kind of a creature you really are. While staying in an isolated island resort, James and M are enjoying a perfect vacation of pristine beaches, exceptional staff, and soaking up the sun. But guided by the seductive and mysterious Gabby, they venture outside the resort grounds and find themselves in a culture filled with violence, hedonism, and untold horror. 2023 Dang. Infinity Pool, directed by Brandon Cronenberg.
All right.
Fuck yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too, because people I recognize are in the movie. That's cool.
Yeah. Mia Goth, you said, right?
Yeah, Mia Goth and Alexander Skarsgård.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I forgot he was in this.
Yeah.
Dude. Awesome.
And that's about it. I don't recognize anybody else. All so right. That's good.
I mean, those are pretty two big names.
Hey, I'll take it, man.
Yeah.
Right, so I guess just a reminder, please rate and review or subscribe and on the different podcast repositories.
All of them.
Yeah, you guys know the fucking
Would deal, you call
man.
A suppository?
Repository.
A repository, okay.
Don't do that. Instagram, as always, is the best way. I'm thinking we should get on Reddit, too.
Yeah?
No, I'm being sarcastic, okay. But I feel like it maybe couldn't hurt. I don't know.
So you're not being sarcastic.
I don't know. I just feel like it's a pretty big community on Reddit.
Yeah.
You know,
we'll talk after about how to do that.
Yeah, I guess. Okay. Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Well, till next time, guys, we will see you later, Threadheads.